in support of marriage, period. The last time I addressed the matter of same-sex marriage, I received a few foul letters criticizing my stance, challenging my masculinity, and questioning my morals. Well, considering that the matter is back in the news, I think it's time I told the truth. I don't give a damn about same-sex marriage. I don't care about opposite-sex marriage either. I support the institution of marriage. No adjectives required. Joanne Mock and Beth Kerrigan just want to be married. Their case, currently before the Connecticut Supreme Court, challenges the state's refusal to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, and it challenges the 2005 law creating civil unions for same-sex relationships, which confer all of the state legal rights and benefits, but not the name of marriage. I've never understood why the legislature or the courts ever became involved. If that sounds a bit naive, then fine. People should enjoy a lifestyle without my or anyone else's opinionated, self-serving intervention. Marriage isn't political, it's personal. Mock and Kerrigan have been civilly united for years. Most couples of any and all natures share a civil union. And would we want unions to be less than civil, fraught with divorce or worse, domestic violence? Therefore, applying the rights of married couples to same-sex couples under that segregated designation, civil union, is a foolish and deceitful one. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a legislator, but in my pragmatic opinion, legislators who disapprove of same-sex marriage are not worthy of public office, because they're perpetrating a falsehood upon the voting, tax-paying public. And here's why. It's really rather simple, and in fact made simpler, when the legislature concocted that specious civil union law. A governmental body should not have the power, the ability, nor the authority to define a couple, a marriage, or even a civil union. Such coexistences can only be defined by personal practice and preference. Attempts to define marriage and issuing licenses based solely on those definitions amount to denying people's rights unless they do things the way the state demands things be done. Last week during a Little League game, the umpire tried to disallow a pitcher from playing catch with the first baseman while the catcher was putting on his gear. The umpire said the rules required that the pitcher pass with the third baseman only. I asked him to point out the rule. "I don't have time to look it up," he said. "That's the way it's always been done." I suggested to him that he might be confusing regulation with custom. "You could be right, sir," he said. "The point is, what was not practiced in the past has no relevance to what is practiced today. If there is to ever be any legislation regarding marriage, it should simply assure that gender cannot impede any couple from enjoying the rights of marriage. I've said it before, and I'll say it until our state stops spending time and money on a matter that will in no way negatively impact the economy or the safety of the state of Connecticut. That is this. Anyone opposed to same-sex marriage should make sure they are not part of one. This is the opinion of Chuck Potter.